You've played against Chris Hogan before. He was signed here. You practice against him. What is it about him that, you know, he's special and he was able to fit in here so well?
Just his hard work. You know what I mean? It helps that he played high school football in New Jersey just like me. So that's always a big help. But, you know, really I got to train with him in March. And, you know, as soon as I started training with him, I'm like, this guy's going to – he's going to be a great receiver for us. He's going to really produce, and that's what he's done. You know, he works hard at everything, running routes in the offseason, lifting hard. It's been great just to be around him and, you know, learn from him. His work ethic is unbelievable. So I'm extremely happy for him.
Back here, Dev. I want to talk about the Jesse James play. Patrick Chung gets beat on the post corner. Doesn't give up on it. You guys, and with the help over the top with Daron Harmon, make the tackle, which was originally signaled a touchdown. You guys get that stand there. How important was that play in the game as far as momentum and some of the adjustments you guys made at halftime because Ben was starting to get in a rhythm?
Oh, that was huge. You know, I told Dew as soon as he got on the sideline, that was a big tackle. From one, Chung hustling, and then Dew making sure he didn't get across the pylon. That gave us a shot. And, you know, that's how we play defensively. You know, it's all about the next play. It's all about everybody fighting hard to finish, you know, and I think that's what we're able to do. This defense has been, I think, well-balanced with the ability to adjust to what teams are doing. Obviously, we had a good game plan coming in, but then as the game progressed, you know, no Bell out there. We got a lead, you know, the passing game being more prevalent. We were able to just make certain adjustments, do different things that helped us get the win at the end. So, you know, really just all 11 guys being attentive, being ready to make changes and trying to play well.
Devin, 2 years ago when you guys got to the Super Bowl, during the season, Jonathan Casillas, Akeem Ayers were acquired, played significant roles. This year, Eric Rowe was acquired very early from the Eagles. Kyle Van Noy during the season, both of them a part of takeaways this evening. What is it about Matt Patricia, the staff, and the players in that locker room on your unit that allow these guys to come in, get acclimated, and then become contributors?
It's been great. I mean, obviously, I don't know the guys' histories to, you know, a deep extent when they come here. But, you know, a guy like KV, a guy like Ero, you know, coming from Philly and coming from Detroit, you know, I don't know what their roles were, if they liked it or not, but they came here hungry. And I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, our coaching staff gets guys that they feel skill-wise can compete and help us. But I think the mentality of the guys that have come in here, you know, whether it was Ayers or Casillas 2 years ago or these guys this year, coming with a mentality of hard work and want to play. They want to be a part of it. I mean, you know, Ero and KV both didn't play immediately. You know, they had to practice, get in the rhythm, learn the defense. And then, you know, after a couple of weeks, they wanted to be out there. And as soon as they got out there, they made plays. You know, I remember Ero all the way back in the Cincy game, you know, going out there, jumping in A.J. Green's face, making it tough for him. You know, and that was big. You know, that attitude and that mentality about coming in and helping the defense, finding a role on the defense was huge. And you looking now, AFC Championship, you know, probably played defensively two of the best games for us. So we just got to continue to do that. Everyone that steps on that field defensively, playing for each other and playing their role.
Hi, Dev. Dev, when Le'Veon went out, did that affect your keys or anything that you were doing, and how much did it impact the game?
Not really. You know, we just talked about the difference between him and D'Angelo. You know, a little different in style of runners. We played D'Angelo last year here, and I mean, he was very effective against us last year, and he was able to make some guys miss when he got in there. And we knew both backs were very capable. You know, obviously, Bell being the guy that was in there most of the time, it was just an awareness thing. At first, we didn't know if he was hurt or not. You know, we saw D'Angelo come in, so then he came back in, I think, for a player or two. So it was really just awareness of knowing which back was in the game and how to play. But really, scheme-wise and what we were calling kind of stayed the same.
Devin, there was so much talk. There was so much talk this week about, obviously, Bell and Brown. The job you guys did keeping everything in front of you, how important was that today?
It was huge. I mean, we talked about it all week, not just being Bell and Brown, but also Ben being able to get the ball deep downfield, being able to hold the ball, draw the defense one way, throw it another. So that was huge for us. It was an awareness of knowing who was in the game, knowing the fast guys, knowing the scouting report of their offense. And, you know, all 11 guys were in tune. There was times where, you know, we had six guys calling out what we thought the play type, what type of play it was going to be. And that's what you need. Once you get in these games, you need everyone zoned in, everyone, you know, knowing their keys, knowing what that offense wants to do. And, you know, that's what we got tonight.
Does this achievement have extra meaning because you guys were given the additional hurdle this year of playing without Tom for those first four games?
You know, I think it's a great story, but I think right now our focus got to be to go out to Houston in a couple weeks and try to win it. You know, I think, you know, that makes the story even better. You know, we've all, a lot of guys here have been there and lost that game and know that feeling. So we're going to definitely celebrate this tonight, and then it's going to be getting on Atlanta and trying to prepare and be ready to go and study them as well as we study teams in the past, and, you know, just be ready to compete at a high level because, you know, they're going to be a team ready to go. You get to that game, you know, you both deserve to be there, and you're going to get the best from both teams. Thank you.